In today's episode, we're going to answer some questions from Sue. Sue is a friend of Dan, and I'm Dan, myself. Sue is a friend of mine, and basically a long time ago, I think when we were recording episode 4 and 5, I had these questions. So through Anchor, and that's what we use to do this podcast, we sort of upload the audio files once they're edited to Anchor, and then Anchor is that distributor. Anchor's owned by Spotify, and it just shoots it out to, I think, 8 different platforms for our podcast. So, you know, it goes to the Apple and the Google and the Amazon, Audible, and all that stuff. But today, there's 13 recorded questions by Sue, and you can ask us a question. You can leave us a voicemail. You have to do it through the Anchor app, but there's a link on our website. If you kind of go to hikethepct.ca and you go to contact us, you're going to see a link to leave us a voicemail. And it allows you to record a 60-second, up to 60-second question. Ask us anything, you know, give us feedback. So this next segment is answering Sue's 13 questions, and I'm just looking at how long it is here. It will go for basically 32 minutes. Chantel came up to Peterborough and we recorded this. So we were on the bank of a river, and this is the answers to Sue's 13 questions that she sent us. Enjoy.
Charging down those craggy mountains with our thrift store friends, who you find so in love with the falling earth, or you wake in the middle of the falling night with the summer playing coy.
Hey guys,
we gotta have like a break. Keep going, you want.
Hello, everyone. You are here today with Swaggy C and D for 3. Right now, we're sitting beside a lake, a random lake, at a random spot.
Well, we're in Peterborough.
We're in Peterborough, though.
Yeah, you came up to visit.
Yes, I did.
So what we're going to do is we're going to answer some questions from Sue.
Yep.
Because she left us, we have a, if you go into our show notes or even go on our website, hikethepct.ca, there's, it'll say something like leave us a voicemail. If you click that, you can record a voicemail through the Anchor app, and it's only a minute long. And my friend Sue, she left us 15 messages. So we'll start off with the first one. You ready?
Hi, Dan and Chantel. This is Sue, a friend of Dan's. And I did record something, but I think I can only record for a minute. And I was yammering on longer. Anyhow, I'm going to have to talk faster. And now I can't even think. This is my tiny little bit of feedback. Feedback. Not a question yet, but my feedback for Chantel about sea level, because it was kind of cute to listen to you trying to figure out what sea level is. If you look at the elevation of the mountains, one of the mountains you're going to climb up to, and then if you look at the elevation of like Mount Everest, and then if you look at the elevation of the mountains in Quito, which is in Ecuador, that would be useful. And I'm almost running out of time, so that might help you with sea level and elevation, and have fun.
I think that's a horrible job at explaining elevation. This was, I think, episode 2, like, because episode 2 and 3 was more of a, I don't know, long-winded description of everything. And we talked about, like, the highest point on the PCT. Well, I mean, we're going to do a little side trail. We'd like to attempt to climb and summit Mount Whitney, which is, I think, 14,000 feet above sea level. So that really wasn't a good example from Sue, I don't think. But do you know what sea level is?
Yeah. It's...
What is it? You're going to bust your balls, too, so...
It's where the water is, how high the water is. If it goes below compared to the sea level, then you see if it's higher or lower.
No. Okay, listen. Listen. Okay, imagine this is the sea in front of us, this water, okay? So right now, we are 4 feet above sea level. Do you get that?
Yep.
Like where we are? We're on the bank?
I got that.
Okay. So, you know when there's a mountain, right? Up there, way up there, 14,000 feet above us. When we're up there, that mountain, the tippy top of that mountain is 14,000 feet above sea level. Now, this isn't the sea, right? Because this is just, you know, you called it a lake, but it's really a river. But we'll do some more teaching later. But, like, so as an example, the sea, let's call it over there where Nova Scotia is. Technically, we could be under sea level. Like, we could be, right now where Peterborough is, Peterborough could be 60 feet below sea level. Now, the sea ain't going to rush and fill up Peterborough because there's hills and mountains along the way. And you know, maybe Peterborough is, but we could be like 200 feet above sea level.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it now.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, no problem. Okay, question number two. You got a question?
If each question is a minute, we should make our answers a minute.
Okay, we'll try that. No problem. I don't think I'm going to give you education. Each one, like bust your balls.
You definitely will.
Huh?
You would.
No. Okay, here's the second one.
Hi, Dan and Chantel. It's Sue again with question number two. Well, I don't think the other one is a question. This one's a question, though. You probably won't bring a book, or maybe you will bring a book with you, because you'll want to gather new information so that you have things to talk about. Oh, I still have time. So if you brought a book, do you know if there are like those mini libraries along the trail to leave your finished book in and then get a new one? That would be a fun kind of thing, because otherwise, maybe you won't even have time to read because you'll be so tired. Lots of interesting things to think about. Okay, that's a question. Later.
What do you think? Do you think you would read a book?
No, I don't read.
No. Do you know how to read?
Yeah.
Okay, I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
Would you... Well, I know you'd listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
Would you listen to a podcast?
No.
Like, not hiking podcasts, but like, I don't know, murder mystery?
Maybe.
Would you listen to an audiobook?
No.
No? That's like someone reading to you.
No, I don't like books.
Okay.
Would you?
I'd be open to an audiobook if someone read me a book. I'm not a big reader, too. I want to be more of a reader. I think I would listen to podcasts. Like, I listen to some other podcasts that are not hiking related. Those little mini libraries would be kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
But all the books would be taken and delivered up trail. So somebody later on at the end of the hiking season would have to take the books and bring them back down to the start.
Well, you take a book, you leave a book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well... Yes, but generally the books are going to get pushed north.
Yeah.
The southbound people will, but there's way more northbound people, so generally the books are going to go up to the top. All right, question number three.
See, it's me, Sue, again, because I am now getting full of questions. Question number three. You referenced in one of your episodes, which I've not fully finished listening to, in one of them you referenced having like 6 pairs of shoes, which seems like a lot of shoes, but I guess if you're walking nonstop, you'd need them. Is there literature about where to buy new shoes along the way? Because, like, how do you know you're going to get a good pair of shoes? Because you certainly don't want a pair of shoes from Walmart. But how do you know where to get your new shoes? Because if you need them, you should get them. There you go. That's my third question for now. Bye.
Can I take this one quickly?
Sure.
Yeah, there is places, there's outfitters, there's little towns. Maybe every 4 to 6 or 7 days we'll get off trail, we'll buy groceries for the next leg. And then there's outfitters. And because obviously there's lots of PCT hikers, lots of people that like to run the trails as well. There's a lot of trail runners. There's a lot of little sports stores. Sometimes people will, they don't have to buy shoes in advance. You could mail them to yourself, or you could, like, you know, send a message to your mom or your friend that's holding your shoes
to mail them. Or you know what? You can order them on REI or something like that, some kind of online store, and have it shipped ahead when your shoes are getting ratty. Okay, we're on number 4, I think.
Okay, question number 4. Here we go. I did mention to Dan about the fact that you guys might end up smelling really bad. Do you think you would bring deodorant with you?
I don't think you would smell bad.
Because that would still be something heavy to carry. So maybe will you bring it? Or will you decide to smell bad? Or maybe you just kind of like hopefully find water to wash yourself a little bit. There you go. Question number 4 is about the stench.
Now you haven't thought about much. Or toiletries, right? I don't know what your little nighttime routine is or what your little morning routine. Do you have toiletries? Would you bring toiletries? Would you bring deodorant?
If I can.
You'd bring deodorant?
If I could.
Think it would help?
I think you need to bring it. I think that would help me. Because I can't be smelling you.
And cologne?
Yeah.
What kind of scent? Like a birch kind of, a spruce kind of scent?
Like fruit.
Fruity?
Mm-hmm.
Like the way your car smells?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you picture yourself with a big makeup bag? Are you bringing makeup?
No.
No. Good choice. Don't get your makeup tattooed on you before you go. All right, question number 5. I don't think I'll bring deodorant, by the way. I don't think it would help.
It would help everyone else.
Okay, you know what? I'll start for you. I'll bring like a mini little stick of deodorant, and we'll just see how well, you know.
Mm-hmm. Here I am again, full of questions. I think we're at question number 5. I'm eventually going to forget the number of questions I'm at. 5. A pillow. Clearly you can't carry a pillow because that would be almost all that you could carry. And a tent is probably more important than a pillow. But what will you do for your neck? Because I'm thinking, I mean, I've sometimes like bunched clothing together to make a pillow. But what are your long-term pillow plans? Because 6 months without a good pillow might be frustrating. Okay, there's my next question. Happy thinking. Bye.
What do you say?
Personally, I don't use a pillow to sleep, so I think I'll be okay.
I think, too, Sue thinks that we're bringing a big-ass pillow, and that's, like, a big space in her backpack. Mm-hmm. I bought you a pillow. I bought you a Trekology. It's, like, a blow-up pillow. It was, like, $18 on Amazon. Maybe. You know what? If you find that you don't use it, you could ship it home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do have a bigger tent, so you could use your backpack, and maybe you'll have some, like, maybe your little clothing sack will be squishy.
Mm-hmm.
You could use that. Okay, we're rolling along. Question number 6.
It's me again. I know I have another question, but I've lost it. So I thought I would throw in a fun question just for kicks.
Ooh,
I've been watching a lot of Scandal lately, and I'm now finished the series.
It's a TV show.
But one thing they do to keep track of people is they insert tracking chips in people's necks. Normally you don't get to see that part because normally you get to see them ripping with a knife the tracking chip out of someone's neck. But what is your thought about having a tracking chip implanted in your neck so that you could be found in the case of an emergency? Maybe you didn't think about that one. Just offering you new thoughts. Okay. Happy thinking, happy planning, happy giggling. And I am down to the last wire of what I can record. And it really is fun recording yourself.
I think Sue finishes her question at 40 seconds, and she's like, oh, I got 20 seconds to, like, talk. Like me, more time to talk. What do you think of that idea?
Personally, I wouldn't want it. A tracking device in my neck.
Fuck, I know that, man. You won't even let me with the Snapchat. Right? The little cartoon dude. I don't even get read receipts on your text. Of course you don't want a tracking chip. But what happens if you get lost? Mom will be pissed.
It is what it is.
So no tracking chip?
No.
No. When we do the hike, would you put the little tracking thing on your phone so I could see where you are?
Are we going to be walking together?
No, there's times that you would be... I don't like you walking behind me, so you'd be ahead of me.
I don't know where I'm going, so you'd have to lead.
You just follow the path. You need to learn navigation.
Like I know navigation.
I know, but like... There'll be times that we... Trust me, you don't want to walk with me, because I'll... talk your ear off.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
There'll be time you just want to be alone. Or they'll be in town, like, we might split up, right? I gotta go do laundry.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go charge your phone.
Yep.
Whatever. Next question? So no tracking chip?
No.
Would you turn on the Snapchatty thing, though?
For who?
For me. Like, if you're in town, I could go, oh, you're at the restaurant.
You could just text me.
Yeah, okay. All right. Question number 7.
Hi, Dan and Chantel. This is Sue and Lucas here.
Ooh,
Lucas
son.
Is wondering if you'll see bears, but I thought I would make his question even better because I'm better. What is your bear plan strategy? Like, have you thought about what to do in the event of a bear really close? Have you thought of what to do with a bear quite far away? Have you thought about what to do if, like, they have the signs that says bear in the near vicinity? So we would like to know your bear survival tactics. Does that sound good, Lucas?
Yes.
Bear with us.
I think that's it. What are you...
I just gotta run faster than you, and then I'm set. Because you could fight it off.
Yeah, but you're not. You're not supposed to really run away from them.
I just gotta run faster than you.
Do you know what you're... Yeah, I know. But that's a silly answer. Do you know what you would do?
Spray it.
We don't have spray. What are you gonna spray it with? My cologne? Do you know what you do?
Whack it.
We're supposed to talk. You know, like, hi bear. Hey bear. Hey bear. And you're supposed to back up slowly and still look at it. Like, don't turn your back on it. We gotta practice this, or you're just gonna, like, freeze up and run away.
Yep.
I don't know. We'll have to go over bear strategy. I know you haven't thought about bears. Would you be scared of bears if you saw a sign?
No.
Why?
Then I could just run faster than you.
Okay. Question number 8.
Hi, it's me again. And it is still raining here. And you're at work, Dan. And hopefully, Chantel. Hopefully you're sound asleep, because that would be a good choice.
It's probably late at night.
This might not be PCT related to your thoughts, but if you were a stuffed animal, Dan, what would you be?
You'd want
and
to
Chantel,
answer
this. If you were one, what would you be? Okay. Later.
This is probably your favorite question.
Yeah.
What stuffed animal would you be?
Oh, I don't know. I have to think.
I'd like to be just a classic teddy bear. Just
I'd be
like
a cat.
A cat?
A cute little cat.
Who do you want your owner to be?
Myself.
Your stuffed cat. Who's gonna play with
maybe
you
my
and
friends.
Cuddle you? Your friends. All right. I'm not answering who I want anybody to cuddle me with. Question number 9.
Hello. It's me, Sue. And Dan, when you hear this, you're going to be so grouchy because I should not be awake. It took me forever to find this question place. So anyhow, that added like 5 minutes onto my late bedtime. Anyhow, it is April 29th, and it is pouring rain here in Ontario. And I was thinking about you and Chantel and really worried about like what's going to happen is if you meet like really, really rainy weather for too long. Like, does it rain lots where you're going? Like, likely not on the desert part. But what happens if you meet rain, like, too many nights in a row? Like, does that mean your tent is soaking wet? Does that mean your sleeping bag is soaking wet? Can you give me a better picture of this so I don't have to feel wet and cold for you? Okay, thanks.
I'll take this answer. You cool with that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely. Especially Oregon and Washington is known for rain. Sometimes, like, that's when you'll get a true test of, like, your raincoat, if it will wet out, you know, and not bead the little raindrops and slide off your raincoat. You know, in the desert, condensation sometimes in the cool evenings. So sometimes your morning break or your lunch, you might take your tent out, wrap it on a tree, put it on the ground and sort of air it out, dry it out in the sun. But if it's raining for a couple days, that's hard to do. You might, if the rain breaks, sure, you would pull out your stuff and kind of hang it up. But again, maybe every 4 to 5 days you're in town, so
If it rained 4 days in a row, that would suck. You don't want your sleeping bag soaked. That would super suck. But you just gotta... You just gotta keep going, make it into town. And when you get it in town, maybe, yeah, you gotta get a hotel and you got your stuff drying inside your room, or you put it in the dryer and air it out. And sometimes people are in town, they look at the forecast and they're maybe their first day on trail or the next 2 days on trail, there's like, you know, a lot of rain, like 100% rain. Some people might stay in town to wait it out a little bit, but it does suck. Having a puffy jacket wet out, like get all wet, because it's really hard to dry. I'm thinking about maybe getting rid of my puffy jacket for Oregon and switch it with like a fleece. But anyways, okay, next question. Chantel's nodding her head. I think we're on question 10. There's 15. Okay, here's 10.
What if some sort of exotic animal ruins your tent?
I think that's it. That, don't know if that's Lucas or another little kid, but an exotic animal
ruins our tent. You buy a new one. We stay in a hotel until it comes.
Sometimes though, if you have, you know, you shouldn't keep food in your tent, but sometimes like mice will chew through your tent. Can you imagine having a mouse in your tent in the middle of the night?
That'd be funny.
Would you be scared?
No.
Would you be shrieking?
No. It's like our pet.
It's not our pet. Then you'd have to duct tape the hole. Yeah. I think what could wreck our tents are mice. So that's definitely a possibility. Sometimes when you're hiking, there's an app called Gut Hook. Well, it's called Far Out now, the app. And people will leave comments. So if we're thinking about staying in a certain... Sometimes people might leave a comment of like, the mice were horrible. And so maybe we would walk past that and find another place. It's not like there's mice all the time. Some people don't have a problem. Guess the more you stink, the more the mice think you're a big sausage. All right, question 11.
Laura is now being shy and she has totally closed her mouth. But I told Laura, I said, Laura... they're going to be hiking in the woods for like 6 months. And immediately she says, how are they going to survive? And so that is Laura's next question, even though she's feeling a little shy to speak again. Thanks.
How are you going to survive?
You know, eat, sleep, repeat.
Yeah.
I think we'll be good.
You think you'd be good. You're strong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, will you survive?
Yeah.
Will you miss everybody?
Yeah.
Big answers. All right, question number... I think we'll survive, too. We'll be careful on sketchy parts, too. Question number 12.
Hi, Dan and Chantel. It's Sue again. Laura is hiding. But here's my next question. When the two of you are, like, at the top of the first mountain peak, and you both want to say hi to me, what might your strategy be to be able to say hi to me? Because I'm thinking that you'll be like, oh, I wish we could say hi to Sue Sims right now. What do you think you would do or could do? Unless you just shout it into the wind. Maybe you could do that and record yourselves doing that. That would be fun.
Well, I know you don't know Sue, so I don't think you're going to be yelling out, you know, or to all the Susans. Do you know any Susans?
No.
Do you know any Sues?
No.
Susie's? Okay.
So what are you going to do?
Who's the first? Do you have any friends that start with an S?
Yeah.
Who?
Cyril.
Yeah.
Bestie.
So, you know, you get to a mountaintop and you want to call mom or your friends. Would you phone them?
Do we have service? Are we getting data plans?
We're going to get data plans. Oh my God, you'd kill me if we didn't have a data plan. We might not have service in all the places, but maybe on the tippy top of a mountain, you might have service. Like usually on Whitney, I've seen people like, they've called family and friends, FaceTime. Who would you call first or FaceTime first? It doesn't mean that you think of second place person as a not a really good friend of yours, but who would be first?
I'd call Bestie.
The one you just mentioned?
Mm-hmm.
The one that got you a Pikachu? No, mm-hmm. Not a Pikachu, a Pika.
A Pika.
A Pika. Okay.
Who would you call?
I don't know who. I'd call Noah. Mm. That would be my first thing. I think I should call Noah. You think he'd be jealous?
I mean, I don't think so. I can't see him walking.
No. He can walk, though.
Not really.
He'd be jealous of the Instagram moments.
I guess.
I guess sometimes you might wish you're there.
Maybe.
Okay, question number 13 of 15.
We should get bagels after.
Chantel wants to get bagels after. Yeah, we could get bagels. But we'll go to Starbucks.
Yeah, but we should get bagels first. Because they don't have food in Starbucks.
What do you like, bagels and butter?
And cheese. Like from Tim's.
And cheese? Oh, from Tim's. Okay. We could do that. Okay, what are we on now? 13?
Yeah.
Hi, it's me again. Okay. As I was, we're about to watch the movie Annie. So I'm thinking of the song, It's a Hard Knock Life.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's the way.
That's Jay-Z's song.
And then I thought about you
and
Chantel walking. And I'm wondering, what do you think one of the first songs that you'll first start to sing along your walk? Like, do you have a thought about what it might be? What would the song be when you start walking? We will wait to find out.
So these are the songs that either, like, your favorite songs or the songs that just get, like, you know, it's just in your head all the time. Can you think of what your anthem would be?
Yeah, Jimmy Cooks by Drake.
Jimmy Cooks by Drake. Yeah.
What's yours?
I don't know. You knew you were so fast. What would be my anthem? Oh, okay, yeah. You know what? Japan Droids from BC with the house that heaven built. You know it? You do know it because it's been in some of my videos, my vlogs. It's, oh, whatever. I'll play it to you after this. It's really good. That's a crappy answer by me. But that's the truth. That is an anthem. That could be an anthem of the whole hike. It's so good. Okay, question number 14.
Hi, Dan and Chantel. It is Sue again, and it is June 9th-ish, I think.
She did this over time.
It is brutally, horribly hot outside. And all I can do is think of you, because I think that it should be this hot-ish in the desert. Now, I think it does cool down at night. Can you tell me more about this and what your plans are to manage in horrific heat like this? Because this is really nasty. And how could you possibly think of completing this? For, like, how many days will you have to walk in heat that is nasty like this? Curious? And happy staying cool.
Well, you're always cool, in a way, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm always cold.
Cold or cool?
Both.
Both. So, walking through the desert is probably going to take us 2 months. It's 700 miles. Yeah, 2 months, 2.5 months, depending on how many zeros we take. Because we're going to do a little bit of a podcast and, I don't know, edit some vlogs. And you got to catch up with your homies. So that's the part that scares me, because I'm a sweater. Like, I sweat. So. Mm-hmm.
You're sweating right now.
I'm not sweating right now. It's the morning. You're just making jokes. Don't make fun of me now. I'll put you in your place. But it scares me. It's going to come. What people do in the desert section is, A, the nights can be very cold. So sometimes when it's 6 a.m, you're just like, you want to get walking, get going. And then you also want to get the miles in. So people talk about get, you know, 10 before 10, 10 miles in before 10 in the morning. So if you kind of get up at 6, break up your camp, have just maybe a power bar and go, maybe by, let's say we leave our campsite at 7, right? Maybe we hike for 3 hours, and then by 10 in the morning, we'll have our second breakfast, which is our Maybe we cook it, like whatever, have coffee, whatever.
Pancakes.
Pancakes, yeah. Chantal's going to have pancakes. with her sun oven. And then I could just see her with her chocolate chips with putting a little heart, like placing them down in a perfect little heart or a C. Or an S for Cyril. Mm-hmm. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Yes. Because sometimes I...
Just call her Bestie.
Bestie. And then... So sometimes people take a siesta. So sometimes, you know, from 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, they have lunch, they have a nap, and then they might hike. So they might have a siesta. So we could do that. Some people do night hiking, but that's when you get into the crazy part. Like, after Agua Dulce, there's just like a really low-level desert, boring, flat, huge walk. A lot of people do that like at night. But anyways. Okay, last question. Mm-hmm. This was done a while ago. I have had these questions since like episode 4, episode 5. And I would say like, oh, in the next episode, we're going to answer questions from Sue. We've never done this. So I've banked them.
We've had a lot of big stars on the show, but there's one guest we just never seem to have time for.
Apologies to Matt Damon. We ran out of time.
All right. Here's question 15. Don't know if it's funny. Serious? No idea.
Hi, Dan and Chantel. It's Sue, and it's Mother's Day. And
that's May.
There's no link to it being Mother's Day, but I have been walking lately, not like 20 or 30 kilometers a day or even a week, but when I walk, I get hot because I'm kind of big. But I have... Yeah, this is all kind of skewed up, and I only have 30 more seconds, but I am missing owning a coat that has underarm zippers. I once had a fleece, I think, that zipped open under my arm, and I loved that coat. So I'm wondering if you guys have or will think about having a coat like that, because it makes a tremendous difference between being hot and cold. Okay, there you go. A question about coats and zippers.
There is coats with pit zips. They call them pit zips. I don't know if... I don't have any... Like, we'll have a rain jacket. You have a Purple Rab one. I have a Mountain Hardwear one. I don't even know what rain jacket I have. The Helios one. I can't remember who makes that. But anyways, I don't know if they have pit zips. And then their puffies. I feel like we don't have pit zips. Do you feel that you need them?
No.
Because your pits are...
Perfect.
And cool?
Yeah.
Are they shaven?
Yep.
Are you going to bring a razor?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if girls bring a razor. Like, shave their legs. I don't care. I think we're all just woolly mammoths that stink. Except for Chantel. Okay, well, that ends the questions.
Bagel time!
Bagel time. Thank you, Sue. And Sue, if you want to leave more questions, you can. If anybody wants to leave questions, they can. You know what? If you want to record an audio clip question using your phone, using like the voice memo thing, feel free to email it to us at hey@hikethepct.ca or go on the Anchor app and you can leave a voice memo. There's a link in the show notes. All right.
Yeah.
Have a good day, and hopefully I can... to chat more with Chantel later.
Peace out.
Here's the last TZ commercial. If you heard this a couple times, just end the episode. Have a great day. Hey, Dan here. We decided to make a little Facebook page for the podcast. So if you search on Facebook, A Long Walk North Podcast, it should come up as a page. And we just thought, you know what, it will help with engagement, meaning if you have a question for us, if you have a question that you want us to answer on the podcast, ask it. Put a comment in any post. If you have any feedback, whether it's a certain episode or just in general, things that we're doing right, things that we're not doing right, things that bug you, any recommendations, suggestions, any guests that you want us to reach out to see if they'll come on our podcast and talk. But anyways, we have a Facebook page. We're not going to post a ton of stuff, but it will help you alert you if there's something new. So go find it. Put a link in the description for the episode as well. Okay, enough of this. On with life. Talk soon.
Happy New Year, everyone. So you may or may not know that I am planning to hike roughly 1,700 miles of the Pacific Crest Trail this year. So that'll take place over 3 months this spring and summer. In order to get to the point where I felt I could make it public, I needed to first apply for and secure my long-distance permit to hike the trail. I don't want to give anything away before you've had a chance to listen to the rest of this episode, but my journey to getting a long-distance permit wasn't exactly smooth or linear. In fact, I didn't get a permit on permit day, but I did record the process of applying for my permit. Well, trying to apply for my permit and not getting it. So you'll get to hear all the frustration and anguish in real time. The reason I did that was because I was asked to by a fellow Canadian podcaster. Dan DeVoe is a fellow Ontarian, actually, who co-hosts the PCT podcast A Long Walk North with his daughter Chantel. He reached out to me in October about doing a crossover episode. He asked me to record as I applied for my permit on the big day and then interviewed me about the process and about my PCT plans in December. Getting my permit was a bit of a roller coaster ride, and Dan has it all documented on A Long Walk North. Today, you'll hear all about my process of applying for a PCT permit through those recordings and Dan's very fun editing. And you'll get to learn a bit about Dan and Chantel's own PCT plans. I can't recommend A Long Walk North enough. If you are a Canadian with PCT ambitions and you love fun musical interludes and editing over interviews and that kind of thing, I find it so entertaining. I hope you do too.
Hey, I just wanted to give you a little snippet. Megan, who you just heard, that is her on her podcast, Catch Me Outside. You can get it wherever you get your podcast from. But she's hiking the PCT this year. We are so excited. Hopefully in a week and a little bit, we will meet up for the Banff Film Festival, which will be in Peterborough. Hopefully she got a ticket. Tickets are going fast. That is a film festival. It's a book festival too. It's in Banff, and then they take it on a worldwide tour. I think it goes in the States. It goes in Canada, around the world. And so that's up in Peterborough. So Chantel's coming. Heidi, who's coming with us for the first month on the PCT, she's coming. So I think the four of us will probably go out for a coffee beforehand, or maybe even some bacon and eggs. And I think we'll record, because it gives us a chance for all four of us to chit-chat. We'll definitely record it. So I just wanted to highlight that to you. So take a look in the show notes. You'll see the little information about Catch Me Outside. Just Google it or whatever. It has its own website. And that is episode 28. So basically, it's sort of this collab. That's what the kids call it. Megan calls it a crossover. Never heard of that. But yeah, it makes sense. And so I wanted to have her on our podcast because I discovered her podcast of just, you know, jonesing, looking for things to listen to. She interviewed a lady who I think is from Toronto. Her name's Candace. She hiked the PCT last year, so it was interesting just listening to her journey, and I think that was the first episode I ever listened, and then it just sort of went on from there. Megan's very sweet, and so looking forward to meeting her and just following her along. And so I gave her the audio to throw on her podcast because, you know, to her fans that are interested in her adventure. And so we're going to have her on for part two as it gets closer to her trip to just find out how's the jitters going, all of that kind of stuff. And I'm sure that you'll be able to listen to that on Catch Me Outside as well. It'll be another crossover or collab project. So I just wanted to let you know that. Also, the next episode that's dropping after this one is a non-PCT episode. So I'm just kind of highlighting that. Basically, Chantel came up to Peterborough and we spent the night. You know, it was, I don't even know when it was. Could have been in November. But it wasn't that cold, so we survived. We slept in our tent and stuff. Chantel was all snug as a bug in her sleeping bag. We were in a good mood, you know? We had some things to enhance our mood. And I thought, you know what, let's get a pizza box. Well, we had a pizza. Let's write down a whole bunch of topics and let's just talk about them. So, it's non-PCT related. Some of you might like it. Some of you might not. I mean, if you're just here for the hiking PCT stuff, listen to the next episode, right? We have some good guests that are coming up that we're recording. Anyways, there'll be some more down the pipeline because I think people are just jonesing for stuff since the PCT class of 23 will be upon us. But anyways, have a good week, everyone. I just wanted to throw that out there about the little teaser about Megan and her podcast. If you haven't listened to it on her podcast or it's on our podcast as well. But anyways, have a good week. We'll talk to you soon. Cheers.